Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Plunder, a memoir of family property and Nazi treasure by Menachem Kaiser. Read by the author.
280. Part 1. Malchowskiego 12. Chapter 1. My father's father, Mayor Menachem Kaiser, died in April 1977. This was 8 years before I was born. I didn't know him. We had had no grandfather-grandson moments. I'd never given him a hug. He'd never given me gifts my parents weren't thrilled about. He'd never scolded me for running into the street or told me he loved me. To me, he was the father my father had once had, and that's it. I knew astonishingly little about him, much less than could be attributed to our lives' lack of overlap. What did I know? I knew the pit stops in the obituary. I knew he was born in Poland, but not which city. I knew that he survived the war, but not a single detail beyond that. And I knew that after the war, he moved to Germany, where in 1946 he married Bertha Ramraz and had one child, my uncle, then to New York, where my father and my aunt were born, then to Toronto, where he died at 56 of heart failure. Whatever slim conception I had of my grandfather came from what my father told me. Usually on the anniversary of my grandfather's death, the yard site. On that day, my father and I had a routine, same every year, fixed, ritualized. Just before sunrise, my father wakes me up and we go to shul, where he leads the services and says the Kaddish. Afterwards, he brings out a couple of bottles of schnapps, a bag of pastries, a bag of crackers. The dozen or so men gather around, have a shot, have some pastry, and say to my father, "May his neshama have an aliyah." They say this in the manner one offers holiday greetings, formally, perfunctorily, but not unkindly. My father replies, "Amen, thank you." After shul, he and I drive to the cemetery. It is exceptionally well maintained, laid out according to synagogue affiliation, and neighborhood-like, with soft demarcations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?